You remind me of someone. I woke to find myself all alone in this old graveyard, a vampire in the rain. What happened? I thought to myself. And it was then you started shrieking your head off. Oh well, a lot of good that did me. Still, now you've got me out here at midnight trying to figure out how I'm going to get home without a ride. Not that it matters much. There's no place left for me to go anyway. There are no jobs, and my friends would never understand why I have to leave town. After what happened to my family. Well, I guess I'll just have to find another way home tonight. And make sure it works better than last time. Maybe I won't go home at all. The weather was cold and damp. I huddled up against the church wall and wished I'd brought along some warm clothes. The wind whistled through the cracks between the stones, and then it occurred to me, if I knew that the spirits were angry with me for leaving them so soon after I'd come back from the dead, maybe they could use their magic to help me find a ride home. But first, I needed something else. It wasn't long before I found what I was looking for. Right by the church, there was an old stone bench covered in ivy. There was a small sign near the base of the bench that said, "Your place to rest." It looked like a nice place to sit and rest. I climbed onto the bench and I sat down, leaning back against the cool gray stone. And I closed my eyes and let the cold rain patter on my face. I didn't feel very tired. I just felt lonely. I guess you could say I missed the sound of someone else's voice. Maybe I should call her. "Rachel!" I shouted into the night. "It's your brother, Jake. Are you there?" There was no answer. But then I heard a sound coming from somewhere nearby. It sounded like footsteps. They stopped. Then I heard another set of footsteps, and then another, each one getting closer and closer until suddenly there was a soft thump as the steps landed right next to me. I opened my eyes. The streetlight shone down on a young girl who stood over me. It was Rachel, my older sister. But how could she be here after? She was wearing a white dress with red flowers on it. Her skin was pale and creamy, and her hair was a beautiful shade of black. Her dark brown eyes looked kind and sad, and I realized that she was carrying a large box wrapped in brown paper. "Hello," I said. I stood up and took a step forward. She took a step backward. "Who are you? What are you doing here?" I shrugged. "Rachel, it's me. Why are you scared of me?" Her eyes went wide. "Scared of you?" "Yes. You don't know who I am, do you?"
"No."
"Well, it's okay. I don't blame you. I look pretty scary when I'm drunk." I waved my hand dismissively. "Just forget I said anything. It's late. Let's just get inside before you catch a cold." She didn't move.
"But..."
"Please, Rachel, just go home. You don't want to be out here in this weather, do you?" She shook her head.
"You're not human, are you?"
she asked, squinting at me. "What makes you think that?"
"You're so pale. Your eyes, they're so weird. I've never seen eyes like yours before. And your hair is strange. Is that really your hair?"
I rolled my eyes. "Yeah, I know. My hair looks terrible. But listen, Rachel, I'm going to get sick if we don't go inside. So will you please just come with me, and I'll explain everything, okay?" She nodded. She reached out and put her hand on mine.
"Okay," she whispered. "Let's go."
I led her around the stone wall of the church. As we walked, I noticed that she kept glancing back at the bench. She'd left the package there. I didn't ask her about it because I already knew what it meant. The place where I was supposed to be buried. But I did wonder, who was I going to meet up with in the morning? The lights were all off in the church. I saw some candles flickering through the stained glass windows. We had to walk through the graveyard to get to the front door. The storm was getting worse. It was pouring down hard now. I could hear the drops striking the ground. It was so loud. Rachel started shivering. "You're freezing," I told her.
"Sorry."
"Here," I said, reaching into my pocket. "Take my jacket." She hesitated for a moment, but then took it. I wrapped it around her shoulders and she smiled at me gratefully.
"Thank you," she said. "But why are you helping me?"
"You remind me of someone," I replied. "Someone I miss." We reached the heavy church doors. Why was there a carving of a demon on the knocker? I pushed them open. Inside, everything was very dark except for the candles. A big crucifix hung on the wall above us. The sanctuary had been converted into a single large room. It was lined with pews on both sides. There were more candles than I could count.
"I don't understand," Rachel said quietly. "Why are we here?"
"Because you remind me of someone," I answered. "Something happened to me tonight. I was bitten. I went mad."
"What?"
"That's the secret," I replied. "I don't have much time left. That's why I need to find out what's going on."
"So you came to the church?"
"Not just any church," I said. "This is where they brought me when I was sick. I was here for 3 days, 3 days of darkness. And then I woke up and everything was different."
"How?"
"I can't explain it. All I know is that things are different now."
"But what do you mean?"
she asked. "They turned me into a vampire. Look at these magnificent fangs." I showed her my teeth.
"Vampire," she whispered.
"Yeah, a bloodsucker. And that's what they wanted. They were trying to make a monster out of me. Make me one of them. But it didn't work."
"Why not?"
"Because I killed myself in order to save my life."
"You what?"
I nodded. "When I was in here, I found a Bible, and I read it. I knew how to do it, so I did it. Took a knife and cut my wrists." She was looking at me in horror. "I couldn't tell anyone else," I continued. "I had to pretend I was crazy. I couldn't risk anybody finding out. Then I pretended I was a vampire, but..."
"But what?"
"I'm not a real vampire. Not yet, anyway. I have to feed. I haven't fed. Haven't taken any blood."
"Then how?"
"I have no idea. Maybe it's something in the air, or maybe my body has changed somehow."
"Changed?"
I nodded. "It feels different. It aches sometimes."
"Are you sick?"
"No. But my mind, well, it's messed up. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm scared, Rachel."
"You should be," she said.
"I am. I just wish I understood the secret better." She was quiet for a long time.
"What do you mean, the secret?"
she finally asked. "The secret of who I am." Rachel began to cry in great sobs.
"I don't understand. Are you a vampire or not?
You have the fangs. There's blood all over your shirt, but yet you say you aren't." "Yeah, I guess so."
"Then what are you?"
I sighed. "I'm still me, Rachel, just different. A little crazier, maybe, drunk, definitely. I have to figure this out." She stared at me, her face wet with tears.
"Is there anything I can do?"
"No, Rachel. I'm sorry for what happened back home with Mom and Dad and the dog, Richard."
"Oh, Richard," she added. "I'm so angry at him."
"Me too," but he's not worth it.
Did he ever hurt you?
She asked.
Yes. Then kill him. Kill him right now.
I tried, I said.
But you're not a killer.
I am now. He was going to bite me again. This time I would have let him.
He would have killed you,
she said. I don't think so. I saw his eyes. They were afraid. They were afraid of me. But he's smart. He'll wait until I'm asleep. He knows what I really am.
He's right, you know. We can't trust you, she said.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't have to.
You have to feed, she said. That's what vampires do. You can't go on like this.
I won't feed on you, I promise. But someone, sometime, I can't tell you how. I have to keep it a secret.
Why?
If people find out, they might try to turn me into a monster, like my parents did, my grandfather. And they'd probably kill you, too.
Why?
Because you remind me of someone. She sat down beside me.
Who?
My sister Rachel.
But I am Rachel, aren't I?
She asked. Her expression was confused.
I'm your sister, right?
Yeah, your real name is Rachel, and you look exactly like my dead sister.
You mean, really, I'm her?
Yeah. She gasped and began to cry again.
I'm her, I'm really her. And I'm dead, you say?
Yes, but there's a problem with you being her, you see, I said. Tonight, after I got really drunk and after I went out in the rain and they came at me, they turned me into one of them.
And then you died, she said.
Yeah, because I was stupid enough to cut my wrists. So now you're stuck here, stuck in this coffin with me. I guess we'll just have to stay together, Rachel.
Together forever, she said.
Yeah, forever. Because I was the one who murdered our family, all of you. I went insane. I was drunk and mad, and I was a vampire or a ghost. I don't remember. I'm sorry, Rachel. She looked away.
Don't be.
It wasn't your fault. You were born different. Born evil. Our father did it. He always hated you. Well, I took care of that, didn't I? I said with a little laugh. I'm just sorry about you and Richard, though.
Richard, our dog, Rachel said. He was a swell dog.
Maybe he'll come back to us, I said. If dogs can be ghosts, that is.
I hope so. I love him.
I know, me too.
Will you help me find him? She asked.
I will try. It could take some time, though. She wiped her eyes.
I can't sleep. Not with you here. I don't want to think anymore.
Do you remember how to make the flowers bloom? She nodded. I wonder if you can still do that.
We'll see, she said. Maybe.
You should try. Blooming flowers in the rain in this church. It would be beautiful. She held her breath and closed her eyes. In seconds, the candle flames burst into flowers inside the church. Red and yellow and bluebells. Rachel opened her eyes.
Wow,
she said.
It worked.
Maybe it worked everywhere.
Let's go outside. Let's play in the rain.
Okay, come on. We left the coffin and went out into the night. The cool air smelled of rain and spring. The stars were bright and tiny flowers were everywhere. Rachel ran ahead of me. So I stood on the edge of the graveyard and I watched as my sister played in the rain and jumped in flower puddles with a dog named Richard. A dog we both loved.
The end.